Well, it's going to be a rabbit in the end.
I met Dorothy Steinbrook as she was chiseling away on a piece of alabaster stone under a hillside pavilion on the Davis and Elkins College campus earlier this week. She was surrounded by rock chips as she concentrated on the task at hand.
So I started out with a pretty square stone, and I've got some features that I have to kind of work with. One is that I've got a ridge here. So I'm trying to kind of incorporate that into one of the ears.
Steinbrook and her husband traveled to Elkins from Missouri for the Augusta Heritage Center's Arts and Music Workshops. Steinbrook's instructor for the week is Kevin Stitzinger. He's a stone artist who lives in Pocahontas County near Greenbank. It's the first time Stitzinger has taught at Augusta, but he used to live in Elkins and work at the college, so he's very familiar with the workshop series.
So, you know, well-versed in you know, the idea, you know, the feel of Augusta, and was just really excited when they offered me the chance to come out and teach.
The roots of that Augusta feel began growing 42 years ago. While many people associate Augusta with traditional music, Brittany Hicks says arts and crafts have been at the center's core since it began in the fall of 1972.
A group of local leaders were concerned that our craft traditions were dying away, and a lot of artists in this area were getting older at that time, and they wanted to pass it on to the next generation.
Hicks is the Augusta Heritage Center's program coordinator. She wrote her master's thesis on the center's history.
So they primarily started Augusta as a craft program.
Hicks says that as the center's music workshops became more popular during the 80s and 90s, people didn't notice the crafts as much. Now she says the center is trying to bring art back into the spotlight. Hicks says it's important not to think of heritage only in terms of museums and books on shelves.
We're not just about preserving a tradition. A tradition is not a static thing. Tradition is a changing thing. It's a living tradition. So as you pass it from one person to another, it's going to change and evolve. And the idea is to share it with the next generation.
To fulfill that mission, Augusta offers a variety of craft and art-related classes during its five-week summer program. Everything from the stone carving we heard about earlier to blacksmithing, printmaking, and fine arts like drawing, sculpting, and painting.
I consider the fine arts to also be heritage arts as well.
That's Michael Doig. He's the assistant professor of art at Davis and Elkins College during the school year, but this summer he's serving as Augusta's arts and crafts coordinator.
Music is certainly something that I support, and it's one of the things that has brought me here and kept me here for many years. We just want to give the visual artists an experience and feel that they are being taken care of and paid attention to as well.
The summer workshops culminate in this weekend's Augusta Festival, which includes a fine art show on Saturday in the Elkins City Park. More than 50 regional artists will be selling everything from one-of-a-kind wood and stone carvings to jewelry, painting, photography, and much more. Many of Augusta's instructors will have their own work for sale at the show this year. Doig says that offers the students an education beyond just learning a particular craft.
Not only are they, you know, coming in and learning how to make something, but we want to teach them how to sell that thing, you know, how to, you know, put their best foot forward when they're trying to get their product to the market.
The Augusta Center is bringing arts and crafts to life on Saturday through several demonstrations, where people can watch artists at work and try things out for themselves. Again, Brittany Hicks.
They'll get to see the process, like the tintype photography. Lisa Almalay, the photographer, is going to show people the camera. She's going to take a photo, and they'll get to watch as she processes the image and see how it works.
Hicks says that the show is free, so as many people as possible can take part. The festival is kid-friendly, too. There'll be a tent with lots to do for children of all ages, including painting, crafts, and theater activities.
Let's get it wet here for a second.
Back at the stone carving class, instructor Kevin Stitzinger says he sold his work at the Augusta Festival for the past 5 years and is looking forward to doing so again on Saturday.
When I am at art shows, I thoroughly encourage people to interact with the stone by feel. You know, you gotta touch it. I get in trouble from parents because they just got done telling their kid not to touch the artwork, and I'm like, get in there, you know, you're gonna love it.
As this summer's workshop series draws to a close this weekend, it's obvious that artists like Stitzinger are helping Augusta keep Appalachia's heritage alive and well. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Elkins.